You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on WCHL. Today, we will be discussing how to avoid the donut hole with Roberta Hamby, Technical Advisor with the Seniors Health Insurance Information Program, also known as SHIP, for the North Carolina Department of Insurance. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
We are very excited to talk about this topic because I think there's lots of confusion in the Medicare world and the insurance world. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, definitely. A lot of confusion about Medicare Part D.
And we are about to enter the annual election period, correct?
Yes.
And that's one of the things that you listed as the top 10 things that people don't know about this topic, but probably should. There's actually a limited period for open enrollment, correct?
Yes. The annual election period will actually start October 15th for Medicare beneficiaries and run through December 7th. So it's an important time period for all those who are on Medicare and looking at Medicare prescription drug coverage.
Great. Also, I think it's something that a lot of people don't realize. Assistance is available to those with lower income and assets. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's the Extra Help Program or Low Income Subsidy Assistance that is available for those individuals who have lower income and assets. And those figures do change on an annual basis. And currently, the figures are for a monthly income for an individual, if they have an income of $1,396.25 or less, and assets in the amount of $13,070. For a married couple living together, it is a monthly income of $1,891.25, with assets being $26,120. So if individuals have income and assets below that those figures, then they may be eligible for assistance through the Extra Help Program.
So what is the Extra Help Program?
The Extra Help Program is a federally funded program that is available through the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
And this program will assist those eligible with money for premiums to cover their Part D coverage, as well as providing assistance in lower co-payments for their prescription drug coverage. And it will also then reduce any reduce or eliminate the deductible.
That's a good thing to know.
Yes.
I'm sure a lot of people actually don't know about that. I have one person in my mind in particular who probably could benefit from that.
Right.
How would you get connected with that program?
Pardon?
How do you get connected with that program?
You may reach out to the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
They can assist with filling out an application, or better yet, contact the SHIP program at 1-800-443-9354, and one of our counselors can assist with an application over the phone. It is not an application that has to actually be signed by an individual. It can be completed online, or they can go to one of our counseling sites. We have a SHIP counseling site in every county across the state.
Sure.
And those offices can be located on our website or by calling our toll-free number.
Okay. So why is it that Medicare beneficiaries need a Part D drug plan?
Well, Medicare itself, under Medicare Part A, which is the hospital coverage, or Medicare Part B, which is for medical services on an outpatient basis, does not typically cover over-the-counter, or well, not over-the-counter, but cover prescription drugs.
Okay.
Unless you receive them in a hospital setting, possibly. But so it's important for individuals then to have prescription drug coverage.
Okay.
You never know when you are going to need prescriptions. You may not take any on a daily basis. However, you may, you know, become ill mm-hmm. and have even just a sinus infection or
okay.
something. Some antibiotics can become very expensive.
Sure.
Eye drops are expensive. And thus, the having prescription drug coverage will assist in covering those costs.
That sounds like a good enough reason right there. So, does everyone need a Part D plan then, or?
Not everyone needs to have Part D, and it's important to realize that Part D coverage is voluntary. It is not mandatory that someone have prescription drug coverage.
Okay.
It is a program that's voluntary. However, there are individuals who possibly have prescription drug coverage through a former employer,
okay.
through an employer group health plan, or from they may have retired from the federal government. They may have coverage through their service connection, like TRICARE for Life.
Are you allowed to have a private insurance plus Medicare D or no? Can you kind of double cover?
Is it
tricky?
Yes, it is tricky.
Okay.
It is tricky. Like if someone has coverage through the VA,
yeah.
yes, they could have prescription drug under Part D, and
okay.
they could also have a VA coverage.
Okay.
If someone's covered under an employer group health plan mm-hmm. as a retiree, those cases, typically you cannot have both.
Okay.
But in some cases, you may. It just depends. It's something you would have to check with your employer group health plan to determine that.
Is that something SHIP could help with by making a phone call as well?
We could, but typically we would refer and ask you to reach out to your employer group health plan because we do not always have that type of contact information.
Sure, sure. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. And is there a penalty? Say I decide on December 12th. Oh, shoot. Now I have a chronic condition and I need to get some prescriptions. Is there a penalty for that?
Yes. If you do not have what's classified as creditable coverage, drug coverage, meaning coverage such as through the VA mm-hmm. or through an employer group health plan mm-hmm. or TRICARE for Life, something along that line, and you failed to enroll into a Medicare prescription drug plan, you will receive a penalty if of 1%.
Okay.
Of the national base premium.
Okay.
For each month that you should have been enrolled into a Part D plan but failed to do so.
Okay.
And if you fail to enroll during the annual election period, then unless you qualify for a special election period, you may have to wait until the next year to enroll into a drug plan. So it's possible you could go many months without prescription drug coverage.
So how old do you need to be in order to qualify for Medicare Part D?
The only qualification is that you have Medicare Part A
okay.
or Medicare Part B or both. You have to have A and or B to enroll in Part D.
So it sounds like between October 15th and December 7th, you all are very swamped.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. To have every person in this state, is it the same enrollment period for the entire country? Or
yes, it is the same time period for the entire country. And individuals can contact us, as I stated, through the 1-800 mm-hmm. number, or they can even contact this Medicare program. At 1-800-633-4227. And Medicare is open. Their call centers are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The SHIP program is only open from Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Well, we are going to take a short break. I'm here today with Roberta Hamby, Senior Technical Advisor, talking about the open annual election period for the Medicare Part D program today on WCHL, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Roberta Hamby, Senior Technical Advisor, talking about the SHIP program and the open election period that is just about to begin here on 1360 WCHL. And I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay. So we were just talking about, you know, this open enrollment period and how it works. And where do I get a Medicare Part D coverage, though? I mean, how does that work? I've heard of different things. I'm not an older adult yet myself. But, you know, I hear that people start getting solicitations in the mail, and it can be very right. confusing. You know, where do I get this coverage? How does this work?
The Medicare prescription drug plans are available through private insurance companies that have contracted with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is the federal agency that oversees the Medicare program.
So there's sort of like a vetting process, at least.
Correct.
Okay.
They complete bids and submit bids to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they're awarded contracts on an annual basis. And Medicare will release what plans are available.
Okay.
They usually release that information the 1st of October.
Doesn't give you much
year.
Time.
No, it does not give us much time. Actually, marketing begins for these plans October 1st. So a plan can start marketing their product October 1st, and then the annual election period opens up October 15th.
Okay.
And these plans, you can get information through by contacting the plans directly, by going to the Medicare website, which is www.medicare.gov.
Okay.
You can contact SHIP at 1-800-443-9354 or go to our website. We will post on our website all of the plan information as to what is available for the coming year. And our website is www.ncship, and that's SHIIP.com. And you can get the information through us relative to what plans are available.
Is there any sort of software available where somebody could compare and contrast? Because it seems like if you just contact the one plan company that's marketing to you, you just get their biased opinion
versus
a grid that would show you, well.
Correct. And yes, through the Medicare website, you can use what they call a Medicare Plan Finder tool. And with this tool, you would put in your personal information, such as your Medicare claim number, your ID number, and your date of birth and your last name and zip code. And then you have the ability to input what your current medications are.
Okay.
And create what your personalized drug list of what you are currently taking. And then the tool will then analyze all of the plan formularies, or what that is, it's the list of drugs that each plan covers, and then produce information for you as to what are the top plans for you based on your current medications. You have to really do the analysis based on your current medications, because you do not have any idea of what type of medications you will be taking in the future.
Right.
And this is a process that SHIP can assist people with, because it can be kind of cumbersome in going into the Medicare tool and trying to input medications. So we will assist people with that information and that analysis by putting the information into the Medicare website for them and then producing a printout for them. And we'll mail that information to them. They can review it and then make a decision as to what plan they want to enter into for the following year. And then SHIP can also then assist them in enrolling into that plan that they've chosen. Or they can actually even call the plan themselves if they prefer to do it directly with the plan.
I'm wondering, and you probably don't know the reason for this, but it almost seems like this just seems like a process. I'm wondering why it has to change every year.
Well,
oh, it's just awful lot to take in every year.
Yes. And
I can't even imagine it myself.
It is important to realize that the plans do change from year to year. Mm-hmm. Some plans may be here this year, and they may elect not to rebid the plan information with Medicare for the following year. But the plan itself may change. Mm-hmm. The drugs that they cover, their co-payments may change. The deductibles could change. There's a lot of premiums change. You know, there's a lot of change in plans from year to year. It would be extremely rare for a plan not to have some type of change from year to year. So it's always good, even though your plan may have worked for you this year, to analyze that plan for the following year and to look and see what else is available to you. There may be a better plan out there that may save you money on premium and even on co-payments.
Do you have a sense of why this process is a yearly process, the bidding process and all of that for plans, or why it couldn't be just for 2 or 3 years for folks? It just seems like it would be, it seems like by the time people finally get enrolled, they have to start thinking about it.
Right. It is how it was set up with the legislation.
Well, years ago.
Yes, right.
There must have been a method to the madness.
Well, you know, part of it could be, you know, new drugs come onto the scene all the time. And so that, you know, probably has to do with it.
Yeah.
Plus membership in a plan, how much the plans are used. There's a lot of analysis that goes into it, I'm sure.
So what about this gap or donut hole we all hear about? Oh, my goodness, you don't want to fall into the donut hole. And I thought, well, I like to eat donut holes. They sell them as a special treat.
Yeah, this is a donut hole that most people like to try to avoid. but it does exist for a majority of the people. All plans operate under a standard plan that was set up by the federal government.
Okay.
And there is a donut hole.
And what does that mean?
That means that once you have reached a certain dollar limit, in that you and the company, the plan, have paid a total of $2,970 for 2013. That's the figure for 2013.
Okay.
In drugs, your co-payments and the total cost of the drugs has reached $2,970. You then fall into what they call the donut hole.
For any plan.
For any plan.
That's not a lot of money to spend on drugs.
It
Some drugs
not stand,
are.
Correct.
Wow.
And at that point, it used to be that once you reached the gap, you then had responsibility of 100% cost of your drugs until you reached the next level.
Mm-hmm.
However, with the Affordable Care Act that was passed last year, they are in the process of trying to close the donut hole over the next several years. Until 2020, and at 2020, then there will no longer be a gap as long as everything stays on track. For 2013, anyone who falls in the donut hole, they will pay 49.5% of the cost for brand name drugs instead of 100%.
Okay.
And for generic drugs, they will pay 79% of the cost. So there is some closure there. And those numbers will continue to decrease until the point where you are only paying 25%, which is what you typically pay during the initial coverage. So the gap will eventually go away by 2020.
Well, that's good.
Which is great news for everybody.
Sure is. Okay, well, we are going to take a short break. I am here today with Roberta Hamby, Senior Technical Advisor with the Seniors Health Insurance Information Program for the North Carolina Department of Insurance. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Roberta Hamby talking about the annual election period on 1360 WCHL, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Well, I know we have to tie up a lot of loose ends here. We could talk about this topic for days and days, I have a feeling.
Yes, there's a lot of information.
Wow. Geez, I hope it's more a little more simple by the time I get to need this. Holy cow. Okay, so I know that you really wanted to reiterate the time period of the annual election period and the extra help program. So why don't you go ahead and do that for our listeners?
We just want to make sure that everyone understands that the annual election period is coming up, and it opens up October 15th through December 7th for Medicare beneficiaries to take time and review their prescription drug coverage and their plans to make sure that they are in the right plan that they should be for 2013. And anyone who is having trouble paying for their prescriptions or for their prescription coverage, that there is assistance out there through the Extra Help Program, and they can contact SHIP to see if they may qualify, and we'll be more than happy to help anyone apply for the Extra Help Program. And they can contact us by calling 1-800-443-9354, and we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Or for those that are in Orange County, they can contact the Orange County Department on Aging at 919-968-2070 and just ask for SHIP Help, and then they'll get you to the right person, and they will also assist you in doing the analysis of your prescription drug coverage as well as an extra help application.
So is this the type of scenario where somebody gets to sit down one-on-one face-to-face with somebody, or is it a phone consultation typically? How does that work?
We can do face-to-face in counties' offices that we have. They can set up an appointment. Or they can do counseling over the phone by calling the SHIP number of 1-800-443-9354.
And a real person answers with no prompts.
A real person will a real person will answer the phone. And provide you with the information. They can take your medications over the phone and help you with the information. Or they can even mail a form out to you to complete and mail back to us. And then we'll complete the analysis and mail it back to you.
So final takeaways for in our last minute here before we close.
Remember the annual election period? That's the most important thing right now. It's the annual election
period. If you can see a red blinking light, I see it right here.
Yes. And also that extra help assistance is available. We have approximately 66,000 people in North Carolina that may be eligible for the extra help that have not yet applied. So we'd like for everyone who feels they may qualify to apply.
Sounds like one of the best-kept secrets.
Yes.
We're spreading the word.
We're trying to spread the word.
Tell your friends and neighbors.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us today as we discuss the annual election period on WCHL. And as always, you may email your caregiving questions to caring@1360WCHL. It was such a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360WCHL.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.